Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five. Number five.
Got some breaking news first. Important breaking news. The funny thing is you gave me a note 2 minutes ago. I completely forgot about it because this one has overtaken it. So we were just talking about, is he former or not? Do we know?
I don't know.
One of our, I would say our favorite remote tech ever.
It's a very rational, very, very nice, easy to work with fellow.
Hey, we're just making reference to mental health because we love 13 Reasons Why. And, you know, we're like, we're not going to call people crazy anymore. And then we just told you stories about lots of people who are struggling. And we mentioned Brad. Did he text you? Is he listening?
Well, you're on there too.
What did he send you?
Some emojis.
What are the emojis?
I don't know. They're terrifying. it could mean anything.
For the audience, what does this mean when you get these emojis? Are these misfits? What does it mean?
It's just scary jack-o'-lantern.
Two of them.
And then a video camera. I took it to mean we're jack-o'-lanterns and he's watching us.
Ooh. Two jack-o'-lanterns and a video camera.
Yeah, I think we're the jack-o'-lanterns.
I don't know, I haven't gotten... I'm not an emoji guy, you know that.
Gonna carve us up.
I think you're going too far with this.
Well.
Now you're getting scary.
Well.
I'm looking around the room for a camera.
Wouldn't that be a hoot if the cameras were on, like, every break?
Ooh.
That's why
Adam cussing in the studio during the break.
I'm the only one in this room.
And I
had
to snap at him. I'm like, don't do that in here.
Never said a bad word about him. I'm the only one here.
We are keeping track. We do have a running tally now.
You flipped out over that guy.
Yeah.
During the break. Cussing, ranting, raving.
That's incorrect. I said I miss him.
You did say you miss him. That's a good...
That's the takeaway.
I think we're safe.
Number five.
Thank you. We needed a reset. I'm still not ready. You know the NHL awards are tomorrow.
True.
How many Golden Knights? How many awards are the Golden Knights going to win? Like five or six?
Well, two for sure.
They're only up for four, right?
They're going to get the Coach of the Year and the GM of the Year for sure.
What?
Yeah.
I would have said for sure the Mark Messier Leadership Award. I think that's got to be the biggest favorite.
Okay.
With Derek Englund.
I mean,
there's a little doubt on the coach.
No, there's not.
No, I think there's room. There's no room on the leadership award. None.
All right. I mean, I think coach and GM are absolute 1 million percent.
Lock.
I know there's no... I know nobody on Ottawa is winning the leadership award.
We will get to that story. We will get to that story in a second. That is in the Big Five. All right, back to the World Cup for a second here. We have some branding issues. We got some confusion. The World Cup's a lot. It's super obnoxious like the Olympics, right? Like, you have to...
Oh, yeah, everything's
branded. Have to use all of their partners, and, you know, you mess around with that, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, so Rafael Marquez, the captain of Mexico, who just, I believe, has just appeared in his fifth World Cup, He is in some trouble with the United States Treasury Department. He was sanctioned for allegedly helping a drug kingpin, Raul Flores Hernandez, launder money last year. And he's denied the allegations, and he's currently with his team. But because he's there and under these sanctions, it has created some interesting headaches for the World Cup and its sponsors. It's illegal for any American business, bank, or individual to associate with him in any way. So they're making sure that he's never seen in front of any logo that has an American company, because that would, you know, if he walks by a logo and somebody gets a picture of him, that would be a violation.
Aren't they all over the field? Like around the field?
Well, yeah, but it's
we're just cutting away from shots all the time?
It's not him specifically in the shot. Like, if it was just him with a banner, it would be... And also, everything you... Like, all there's an official sports drink, official water, official, you know, towel, everything... So they're taking all the labels off of anything that he drinks, so that he's not drinking anything that's made by an American company. They are taking all kinds of steps to make sure that this doesn't happen. And it's also there's also measures to make sure there's no contact between him and any FIFA employee who's an American citizen. For instance, if he appears at a news conference that FIFA arranges, the moderator should not be an American.
Damn.
So they're taking all kinds of steps to make sure that he stays in compliance with this order. But it's got to be a headache every day to have so much focus on that.
Who was the kingpin? Wasn't like El Chapo, was it?
It was not. It was...
I put you on the spot.
Yeah, it was Raul Flores Hernandez. I think I actually just said that.
My bad.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of El Chapo.
El Chapo is the ultimate.
Do you know what El Chapo's real name is?
I've heard it, but I don't know it off the top
Jim?
Of my head. No. Jim? No. Jim Chapo. The
Mel?
Chapo?
Joaquin? Arcavaldo? Guzman? Loera?
I was close. Okay.
Jim. Jim is...
Jim's right there.
It's the English version of Joaquin.
Number four.
The breakup of the Ottawa Senators has begun. Mike Hoffman, who is he? He is a hockey player who's with a cyberbully.
And by the way, 30-goal scorer. So not like a just some random guy on the team.
He was dealt twice today. He's one of the two best players on the team, right? Or was?
He was laundered through the Sharks.
Were you saving that one after the previous laundered story?
Well, we're trying to have a theme.
Sure.
We had mental health, and now we have laundering.
So Mike Hoffman traded goes where first? To your Sharks?
San Jose, yeah.
And then to the Panthers.
Yep, so he's now in the Panthers. So, South Beach, look out for the cyberbully, his fiancée. She's there.
Tell the story again, because the more I read it, I'm like, what? I don't... There were major issues between Hoffman's lady and Eric Carlson's woman.
Right.
Right? Because Carlson and it's his wife, right?
Yeah.
They terrible, stillborn, and apparently from there, this Hoffman mate is just beating the crap out of her online.
Well, she was very badly cyberbullied after the death of the child that was born, and they were trying to she was dealing with it. She was going through all this and the pain and everything else that goes along with it, and then it was somehow discovered that one of the people that was spearheading all of this cyberbullying was the fiance of the teammate, Mike Hoffman, and they obviously had some issues, in real life as well. So it kind of precipitated the fact that Hoffman had to be traded and had to be traded soon. He couldn't be around on the team anymore.
Some of the comments are truly, truly, just disturbing. I don't even know why somebody would think them, let alone say that.
Any comment would be, and any negative comment to that person would be awful.
And as far as we know, this Hoffman dude is still getting married to this lady? It's his fiance?
Supposedly. I mean, he said she's 150% innocent, which usually means 100% guilty. It's usually the translation there. But yeah, he was traded away, and then traded again.
The Sharks just traded for all picks, right?
San Jose got a bunch of picks and cleared out a bunch of salary cap space. And the theory is that they're going to go for some of these high-profile free agents now, and they needed to clear up space to do it. And we shall see if that impacts, if they start going after some of the same players that the Golden Knights are supposedly going after.
Number three.
All right, now what? Carlson being moved to?
It appears like Carlson, we just mentioned that Hoffman is out. Carlson was already kind of on the way out. Eric Carlson, who is essentially the best defender, all-around defender in hockey. And he was already on the trading block before, as Ottawa starts a complete rebuild. Vegas was very close to getting him at the trade deadline. They decided the price was too high. But now, if there's more pressure on them to get Carlson out of there, to give him a new start, to find somewhere else to go, it would appear that the market is open again. And there's certainly rumors out there that Vegas is among the front runners. There's no question there's interest. There already was interest. They came close to making a deal. So it would make sense that if the market is once again open, then Carlson, might be, or Vegas might be in the mix to get him.
Any clue?
Any clue if it will happen?
On the price?
It's going to be interesting to see, because as I said, they determined the price was too high before, as far as all the picks and young players that they wanted. I don't know how much the value will go down now. I mean, you would think in the offseason the value goes up because more teams, have a chance to sit back and think about their future and what they're going to do. And they know that there is a market out there. But at the same time, you know, there is controversy around him. It's not inflicted by himself. It was something with another player, but, you know, it is, it might impact the value if teams are like looking at them and saying, hey, we know you need to get rid of him, so we're not going to give you as much at this time. I saw today a rumor out there. It was a very preliminary rumor, nothing that seemed to be sourced, that it would be like Tuck and Theodore and a bunch of picks, which would be a very high price, but he is the best defensive player in the league. So, you know, the price is going to be high.
Number two.
We'll be tracking that as the draft's coming up at the end of the week. Oh, you know what? I wanted to mention, well, I'll do it here. You know what? I'll do it here because we got a little DC theme. So we saw that Bryce Harper shaved yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the reaction to it? I mean, what's the deal? Is this just different kind of slump buster?
I think it's slump buster.
Yeah. Who looked more odd? Bryce Harper, no beard, or Ovechkin, no beard?
I
saw, you think Bryce?
Yeah.
When I saw the pictures of Ovechkin, I thought he was missing the bottom of his face. Right. Like his face actually looked like he looked...
like sunken in or something.
I don't know, like his whole jaw's not there. I expected more face, whatever that means.
Expected
more like I, face? You know what? I expected a longer face.
Okay.
His face is more like a square rock.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
It's like
a little weird.
And but his neck is like thick too, so I think that's part of it.
Well, let me look at that.
This is just...
that was a weird...
I think he
let me punch up sputniknews.com.
I mean, I think the
site I look at all the time in between looking up when Judy Garland did that interview with Barbara Walters.
I just feel like...
you know, a bushy, long beard... it really does, like the whole look of his head is different. With the beard, it's more oval, and it really is like a, it's like a rock
now. I feel like the shaved beard also makes his hair look grayer. Like, I think it stands out more. Because when he has the beard, you're focused.
Chris, you send this out at Cofield & Company at ESPN Las Vegas. There's a lot of analysis that has to go down here. This is clearly a, it's also an advertising deal.
Yeah.
Right, so he's holding some sort of razor and the shaving cream.
So, but what, like I said, I think when you look at him when he has the beard, your focus is just kind of on the giant beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see him with no beard, you're like, oh, wow, his hair is really gray.
Chrissy, I'm going to use the word handsome. It might not apply in any case. More palatable Alex Ovechkin beard or no beard?
I'm going to say beard.
Okay.
Can I also... there's so many layers of this. is he smiling? Because I feel like his mouth is very flat. And I don't really understand why he has just a long, flat mouth when he's trying to smile.
He looks happier with a beard. His teeth show.
Definitely.
When he's got those teeth missing, but...
yeah, there's no doubt.
That's some pretty hardcore analysis here.
Yeah, the no beard... I don't know, he looks like a Martian or something. It just, like, freaks me out.
That's one take.
Ooh, I need to X out of that picture. But I will send the tweet out.
Thank you.
His face doesn't seem like... I mean, it doesn't seem, like, straight either. It feels like one side of his face is higher than the other.
Were you shocked yesterday? What was it, 2 days ago now? Yesterday. Barry Trotz? Like, no one was shocked, right? We had heard about the story.
Yeah.
During the Stanley Cup final.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was an issue there for sure that we, you know, had been talked about and had been discussed. I think most people assumed that it was just going to go away once they won the title. Like, oh, okay. That's gone away. They're going to give him whatever he wants, and they'll move on together.
Do you follow a Kelly Cohen? Politico-en?
No.
Looks like she does work for NBC Washington, DC Examiner. I guess she's a pretty decent hockey fan. So she actually caught herself on video. She's in the background of a Senate hearing yesterday. And she has two shots. And you see her looking at the internet, right? Looking at her laptop. And all of a sudden, she's got, like, shocked face. Like, oh! She says that was in reaction to finding out that Barry Trotz was gone.
That's... I mean...
You think she's making it up? I mean, I don't know why you'd lie about something like that.
Yeah, I mean...
Ooh, there's live video, too. There's actually... She's shocked. She turns to someone and says something and then covers her mouth. Barry Trotz is gone!
I mean, it's...
That's good, man. That's a good hockey fan.
It's definitely a good hockey fan, for sure. And to be... You know, that's what you're doing when you're supposed to be, you know, covering a hearing.
They get kind of boring.
The it
blah, 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 blah.
The shocked look is outstanding.
Right?
Yeah, I don't... It could be something else that she's just saying that. I kind of believe her, though. She's tweeting a lot about it. That's for sure.
Number one.
So we've determined in the NBA offseason that this trade machine that ESPN has, you like, I hate. Young Schwab loves.
That's
He was fascinated earlier, our intern.
It's great. I can't...
Did not care at all about this person, Judy Garland, or that other person, Liza Minnelli, or... It was only, like, what, 50 years before he was born?
True.
So he loves the trade machine. I hate it. I think it's silly.
I feel like you say that, and then now tonight you're going to go home and just mess around.
No, I'm not. It's been around forever. I don't do it. It's stupid. I just read you the deal. There's a three-way deal with the Spurs on the trade machine with the Knicks and the Kings. And the Spurs, for trading Kawhi Leonard, got Frank Ntilikina and nothing.
Right, but...
Shumpy and Kufis and...
It works out,
nothing.
Though. Works out money.
I know, but you have to get value back. It's not just the money match.
I think it's just money.
Bleacher Report tried to build five trades. Chin up, Cleveland. Chin up. This is how Cleveland gets LeBron back and has Kawhi Leonard via trade. First deal. Cavs get Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs get the eighth pick, a 2021 unprotected first-round pick, and Kevin Love.
Okay. I would probably say no.
Right?
Yeah. If that I was the Spurs, I'd probably say no.
That ain't working. That might be the best one. I might have jumped to the top of the heap.
Yeah.
Ready? Here's another one. Spurs get Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, Chetty Osman for Kawhi Leonard and Pau Gasol.
Yeah, I'll probably say no to that one also.
I'll probably say no. More ways to get Kawhi Leonard to Cleveland so LeBron will stay. This is the last gasp. Spurs get the eighth pick, Kevin Love, George Hill, Rodney Hood, and Osman for Kawhi Leonard, Pau Gasol, and Patty Mills.
Well, I do think the Spurs want to dump Patty Mills, so I mean, it helps there.
That's about as close as they got, I think.
Yeah.
Let's do a great three-way deal where the Cavs get Kawhi Leonard. Cavs get Kawhi Leonard, Chandler Parsons, and Patty Mills. The Spurs get the number four pick, the number eight pick, George Hill, Osman, and Ante Zizic. The Grizzlies, in that whole deal, get Kevin Love.
What a steal.
So the logic is they trade the fourth pick, and just to get rid of Chandler Parsons' money, we'll take Kevin Love. Why would the Grizzlies... Why?
I don't know.
This is why your trade machine sucks.
But it's still fun.
No, it's not. It's stupid.
Of course it's fun to look at these and talk about it.
All right, yeah, let's do another three-way here.
Okay. Wait, what?
Cavs get Kawhi Leonard, Patty Mills, Marvin Williams. The Spurs get... Ooh, okay. Kemba Walker and Kevin Love. The Hornets get... Wait, they traded Kemba Walker. The Hornets get the eighth pick, George Hill, and Osman.
Okay.
That's it?
Well,
that's why this stuff's not easy, folks.
They only gave up Kemba Walker.
Well,
they only gave up Kemba Walker.
Yeah, they got the eighth pick. Something.
Would you do that deal straight up?
What, Kemba Walker for the eighth pick?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Come on.
No. No, definitely not. But it fits.
That's my point.
The money fits.
This is bad sports talk radio. It is.
But
this is what this is what we've done over the years. This is what callers will fire in with.
No.
It's bad sports talk
radio. It helps at least.
I want Kawhi Leonard. Here's my garbage.
Right, but what it
helps. I don't want Kevin Love. I don't want George Hill. I don't want Osman. So they all go, and I get Kawhi Leonard. Well, why would the other team or teams do that?
Right, but what it helps is, like, people usually throw in these ridiculous things, and you're like, Yeah, make sure it goes through the trade machine first. And at least they can't throw things that don't make any sense at all. Money-wise. So
none of that, the money's the important part for you.
Yes.
Stop. Come on.
Some people will be like, well, they just trade, you know, two scrubs for this guy. They're like, yeah, it doesn't work money-wise.
You know what? GM, we were just talking about GM of the year in the NHL, that it should go to George McPhee. If the Cavs can retain LeBron and they actually add pieces with their trade chips, it's one of the great GM-ing jobs we've ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah. Yes. But they don't have any chips and they're not gonna do it.
They're dead meat.
And I think they can get stuck. They might be so dumb that they get stuck trading for Kawhi and LeBron still leaves. And then you have no future in just Kawhi.
I don't think that's gonna happen either. And meanwhile, there was enough action over at the Westgate. You know, they put up the 2019 title odds. So the Cavs started at 30-1, went down to 50-1. Now they're 12-1. If you watch the betting markets, because the limits are low too.
Yeah.
So if you watch the betting markets, they're very volatile. But if you've watched the LeBron destination odds, they've been all over the place. And basically, it's with the news cycle. Like, there was a day last week where the Knicks were not being considered at all as a destination. One story comes out, you know, goes around the blogosphere, and all of a sudden the Knicks are 7.5-1 to get LeBron. Like, where'd that come from?
Right.
Well, Sixers jumped to the top of the heap based on, before the end of the playoffs, there was a story that looks like it was totally false, that during the All-Star break, LeBron was like visiting schools in Philly.
Right.
For his kids.
Maybe he was. Doesn't mean he enrolled. Maybe he didn't like what he saw there.
My point is that stories are driving
of course
these odds changes, and now the Cavs are 12-1, which at 50-1, Cavs, outside chance LeBron stays, they pull off a trade, good value. 12-1, not so much.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
On any road, any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your...
Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story, then never get started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
Dr. Michael Crivetti of Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in cutting-edge technology for hip and knee joint replacement. He's focused on maintaining very low infection and complication rates, excellent post-operative pain control, and most importantly, successful outcomes. These ideals are supported by a 99.8% patient satisfaction rating for his innovative outpatient surgical and recovery suites where you'll recover like a rock star. Get back in your game today by visiting CrivettiOrtho.com.
Breaking news from Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. We are happy to report the wait is over. The all-new 2019 RDX has arrived at Finley Acura. The new redesigned RDX is in a class of its own with more style, technology, and horsepower than any other SUV in its class, and it's only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall while supplies last. So don't delay. Come down today and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. We now return to your regularly scheduled program.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Car wrecks can happen like that, but the effects can last a lifetime. When this happens to you, you need an attorney who will make sure you get the medical help you need and will fight to get you every dollar you deserve to get your car fixed, for doctor bills, and for pain and suffering. Don't settle for less. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call. That's all to 877-1500. The call is free, the consultation's free, and the advice is free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Drink your coffee, have your breakfast, and start your day with Wake Up with the CW.
Traffic and weather together.
Every 10 minutes on Wake Up with the CW.
Weekdays at 7 on the CW Las Vegas, Channel 33, Cable 6.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Hey homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
It's time once again for our 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. And this year, we're at Revere Golf Club. Tee off Saturday, 8 a.m., July 21st for 18 holes of golf and girls. This year, the ladies of Hustler Club will be on hand for the annual event, along with great prizes like a 55-inch TV from Bust Out Bail Bonds, cigars from Enfuego Cigars and Lounge, golf from Revere Golf Club, movie passes from Galaxy Theaters at the Cannery, and more. Plus, you can meet the girls from Bubby's University. It's the 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic. Sign up only $110. Call Revere Golf Club at 702-259-4653 and find out how to sign up. Lunch, girls, prizes, and a fantastic day of golf. Sponsored by Hustlers Gentlemen's Club. Call Revere Golf Club today at 702-259-4653. That's 702-259-4653. The 15th annual Rock the Greens Golf Classic, Saturday, July 21st at Revere Golf Club. See you there.
Summer is here, and while it may be hot outside, it's nice and cool inside MJ Christensen. MJ Christensen is celebrating the heat of summer with its sizzling lineup of hot, unique, and affordable new arrivals. Creative and distinctive, check out the latest from Belle Etoile, King Baby, Heather B. Moore, Uno Day 50, and more, starting at $48. MJ also has great gifts for grads and dads. MJ Christensen, something sizzling this summer for everyone. Located in Boca Park. Follow MJ on Facebook for exclusive offers.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and 251's reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51's Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app.
We want to hear from you. Text the show by sending ESPN to 69187. It's Cofield and Company.
Rolling on here on a Tuesday. Boy, we got just hacked to bits during the break by Young Schwab. Our intern, who's hashtag stick to sports guy, he's like, yeah, I don't like that sensational stuff. He's backed up by Rob G, who says, who gives a crap about Ovechkin's beard?
I mean, it's very fascinating.
We lost control of the show.
Well, I think it's more people are mad that the Capitals won the title.
Oh, so we grade some VGK beard? So if we had done more on Bryce Harper, hometown guy, and his beard there and gone, Rob G would have been fired up.
Yeah, he said, you guys need to stop kissing his butt 24-7. It took him 14 years to get a cup, and he had to do it against an expansion.
Well, I don't think we really kissed his ass, have we?
We're just mocking his beard and no beard.
I mean, come on, Rob G. You're no Young Schwab. If you're going to come at us, come at us. Carmichael Dave knows how to do radio. He always sticks to sports. He's good on Twitter. He'll fight you. He'll fight you. He broke the spirit of a former producer, board op, booker, sort of host. Just broke the spirit years ago.
Yeah.
Snapped him in half. What's up, Dave?
You know, my favorite, other than stick to sports guy, is always nobody cares about blank guy. Like, they surveyed everyone, and they all came up with this thing that nobody cares about it,
yep.
And you're supposed to follow your show that
sure.
way.
And actually, the person tweeting at you is the pool reporter, repping all of the people who were polled. I'm going to speak on their behalf. No one cares.
That's the thing, too. And I know you got to be nice, and you don't want to look like a D-bag, but part of it's like, just go get your show.
Let's not be that way.
Yeah, right, and that's so bad. But I want to give him a little like spinner from a board game and say, let's play a game of radio host. I'll go first, and then you do what you're gonna do because you're not pulling everybody, pal. All right, I'll dedicate the show. You listen, have a Baby Ruth or a Snickers, and we'll all be good. That doesn't happen.
So don't take this the wrong way. Nobody cares about the Sacramento Kings.
They don't.
But I'm going somewhere with this. This week is your NBA Finals every year in Sacramento. I want you to tell Las Vegas what it's like covering this team, because it really, like, these 2 weeks, this is the whole year for the Kings because you're having a tough time winning games. Like, the excitement around the draft, it's that fresh start every year in June.
All right, I'm gonna try to do this the right way here. For those of you who don't have kids out there, just kind of play along with me. But it's kind of like you have kids and you produce them, like you love them for eternity. But pretty much for 350 days a year, they come up to you and they smile and say hi, daddy, and then they just kick you right in the junk and then they run away and and then the next day, they do the same thing, and you think, well, maybe we're going to get a hug. And then they kick you in the junk. And maybe 3 days a year, they make you breakfast for Father's Day, or they draw you a card with a picture of you that doesn't look anything like you, and you have to, like, pretend that it's you. But overall, all they do is kick you in the junk, but you love them, and you're committed to them for life, so there's nothing you can do. And that's kind of how I feel about being a lifelong Kings fan that gets paid to cover them. It's just I've been kicked in the junk so many times now that I'm an innie. That's what it's like covering the Sacramento Kings.
So you don't get off the deck every year and, like, you're not all fired up? I mean, you have the number 2 pick. Come on!
But here's the thing. Only the Kings could get a gift from the NBA gods twice in a row, by the way. Because remember, last year, they moved up to 3. We had to give that to Philly because of an old stupid trade we made where we had a pick swap for no reason whatsoever. But we moved up to 3 and then ended up settling at 5. This year, we go from, 7 or 8, and I was sitting there all year saying, tank, tank, tank. Well, that didn't work, or I guess it did, because we move up to number 2. It's a 2-person draft. It's DeAndre Ayton, and it's Luka Doncic, and then there's the next tier. Only the Kings could make this a thing where it's actually a thought. Shouldn't be a thought, but it is. We're the Kings.
Are you going to get kicked in the junk Thursday, or are you going to get breakfast in bed?
That's a great question. I will say this. I will say, when I am at the draft party at Golden One Center on Thursday, I am going to breakfast in bed. I'll be expecting breakfast in bed because I love my kid. But I'm going to get kicked in the junk. We all know. It's like, is Charlie Brown going to kick the football? Well, this time, maybe. Oh, no. Oh, he fell on his rear end. Lucy pulled the ball away. That's how I feel. That's what I'm preparing myself for, because we are such a beaten-down fan base.
Carmichael Dave, KHTK, Sacramento morning radio host. So he said something fascinating in there. There's actually a viewing party for the Kings draft. How many people will show up?
Here's the thing. I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm not the only one committed like this. I remember bringing two cans of food to a draft party at Arco Arena, and this is what gives me hope. Years and years and years ago, and the entire crowd, when it came to our pick, I think we were picking number 14, was screaming for John Wallace out of Syracuse.
Okay.
And Jeff Petrie comes to the podium, because he was there to announce the pick to us, and he announces some guy named Predrag Stojakovic, and we booed the hell out of him. Well, we were wrong. I'm hoping it's something like that on Thursday, but I don't think so. I think we're going to pick the guy that's flashy and fun that they want, and the guy that everyone else says we should take, he can go to another team.
Okay, so who's that guy? Who's the flashy, fun guy?
I think it's going to be Marvin Bagley, the third out of Duke, and I certainly don't mean to come off like I think Marvin Bagley is going to suck. As you guys know, and I'm sure you've said many times, and Cofield, you're as much of a curmudgeon as I am. Nobody knows anything. The media is selling something. This is the time of year where everyone's a scoop artist, and then they forget what their hot take was in 2 days. But I think this is, you've got a front office that is uniquely qualified, maybe with the exception of the Suns, because their coach coached Luka last year, but Vlade Divac worked for Real Madrid. Vlade's known Luka Doncic since he was a baby. You've got scouts like Predrag Drobniak who are over there watching him, and Peja Stojakovic. These all are people drawing paychecks from the Kings. If they're going to pass on Luka, that's fine, I guess, but you go with a guy like Bagley, left-hand dominant, questionable motor on defense, is a power forward today's game that's not really a defender. Does that really do anything versus a guy that's a 6'8", 6'9", playmaker that literally today won another championship instead of doing workouts where we see video of spin moves against 54-year-old assistant coaches or shots over a chair, and somehow he's fallen down the draft board.
Well, he was on a team that won a championship.
He was, but he led the team. I mean, he didn't lead him today. Rudy Fernandez was the MVP of 27 points, and this is a guy that averaged 9 points in 4 years in the NBA. I understand that. And it's funny. In fact, I actually tweeted out, and I got spanked. So, Phil, you're talking about fighting on Twitter. You have to be able to admit when you get slapped a little bit, because one of the people out there gave me a perfect response. I said, 33-year-old Rudy Fernandez scored 27 points and picked up the MVP in today's game. He hasn't played in the NBA since 2012. That's obviously a snarky comment from me. And somebody responded and said, how many points do you think Rudy Fernandez would have scored if he played for Villanova in the NCAA championship this year? And I thought that's an excellent point that often gets overlooked. Yeah, a lot of these guys might not be in the NBA over there, but they would smoke. They would smoke NCAA competition, and that's who 19-year-old Luka Doncic has been playing against for 3 years. So that has to be encouraging if you're in the Doncic camp.
We had an interesting conversation with someone from San Antonio yesterday who was making a pitch of trying to get Kawhi Leonard to Sacramento for the second pick, and he thought the second pick was more valuable than the Lakers could do with a first-rounder and Kuzma.
And Ingram.
He said he'd rather have Doncic at that spot than all those guys the Lakers could provide.
I mean, I don't know about that. If you're doing something like Ingram and Kuzma and a future first, first off, I'd take that if I was San Antonio. But I could see them being ticked at Kawhi and sending him to Siberia because he wants to go to LA. He doesn't want to come here. But I did bring this up to somebody once about a week ago, thinking, oh, wow, is this possible? And it brought up a great point. Popovich is on record going absolutely ballistic when Memphis traded Pau Gasol to the Lakers because he doesn't believe in trading stars in a conference. So I think that's part of the problem right there. He just doesn't do it. But this is the type of thing, again, this is another junk kick where you've got a bunch of people in Sacramento that whose resumes are highly questionable, and I'm not talking about the new national talk show. They look at something like Kawhi, and this is honestly how I believe some people think that work for the Kings. Some people, they think, we could trade for him. He's only got 1 year left on his deal. But I'll bet you once he figures out how great the city is, we'll convince him to stay. And meanwhile, Kawhi's sitting there signing a shoe deal and counting his days to Los Angeles. I hope to God we go nowhere near that.
Have you heard that pickup much team at all?
No, because here's the thing. If Kawhi Leonard were going to, like, if there was a mechanism where Kawhi Leonard could sign a max deal and be signed and traded and was going to commit to playing in Sacramento, well, then I call up San Antonio and R.C. Buford and I say, we'll give you the number two pick and you can pick any player on our team. De'Aaron Fox, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Harry Giles, doesn't matter. You pick whoever and we'll trade that to you for Kawhi. If you knew you had him under team control for 4 or 5 years and he's medically cleared, yeah. But I think the whole conversation stops with the idea of we're going to trade the two pick to rent Kawhi Leonard for a year. That reeks of desperation, and I don't think we're that dumb.
What
think?
What pieces are in place now that, I guess, are you optimistic about the future of the Kings? I was going to say what pieces are in place that would make you optimistic. What is there anything to be optimistic for, and are you feeling it?
The optimistic side, I'll try to do this super quickly, is, okay, Bogdan Bogdanovic came over last year, looks like a solid NBA player, second team all rookie, guy who's smart, who has that European pedigree, much like we're talking about with Luka. He came in and was immediately one of the better players on the team, which isn't saying a lot, but you've got him. You've got De'Aaron Fox, who was the number five pick last year, who showed flashes of absolute brilliance and ability to take shots in the clutch, want to take shots in the clutch. And then the thing that, you know, Kings fans are really holding on to, and I get it, is the unknown, and that's Harry Giles, who would have probably been the number one pick out of high school, went to Duke, blew his knees out. They redshirted him last year in Joel Embiid fashion, Ben Simmons fashion, and he's going to make his debut here in about a week. So you have those three players right there, plus whoever the two is coming in. So the optimist says, hey, you've got a very young team. You have what we think is a good coaching staff. The future is bright. On the other hand, if you're a pessimist, you look at this team and you say, is there one guy you can see on this team right now being the leader of a team that's in the playoffs? And the answer is a lot of I don't know. I don't know what Harry Giles is going to be. I don't know if De'Aaron Fox is going to get much better. I don't know if Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's 25 years old, is going to improve much. So it's very much, I'm not trying to evade your answer, your question. It's just, it really is a coin flip right now that only time is going to help answer that question.
Well, I guess do they have to just be in a position where you have to hope those things happen? Because, like, on some level, you can't just, I guess you can't just start over with that and say, hey, we're going to start over now because we have a bunch of young players. But it is a lot of hopeful thoughts in there.
Yeah, but you can't take your crappy children that you don't like and put them in a FedEx box and with the receipt. I mean, we go back to the beginning. We have no option. This is our team. This is it. This is all we have. This is a team we stopped from going to Vegas, a team we stopped from moving to Seattle. We don't have a choice. Yeah, we could be rebuilding again in 4 years. And the problem is, well, there's a lot. We don't have time. But when you're a team that drafts Jimmer Fredette, Nick Stauskas, Thomas Robinson, Yorgos Papianis, who's damn near out of the league a year after he was the number 13 pick in the draft, that's going to cripple you for a long time. I'll take the last 3 years over the previous six, that's for sure, but we can't look back in the draft and say, yep, we picked that guy, and if we did the draft again, we'd pick him, he'd be picked higher. The last time we can say that is DeMarcus Cousins in 2010, and you know what happened there. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, Ben McLemore.
Oh, I forgot about old Ben McLemore. Thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah, I forgot about old Ben. He was great. Nice kid. Really nice kid. I have nothing bad to say about him. He just can't really play basketball.
Hey, Dave, we appreciate it. Have fun on Thursday, if you can.
Hey, congrats on our buddies, the Maloofs. You guys made a good run there in the hockey thingy. We were watching up here.
Your buddies. I know you love them. All right, we'll see you.
See you back.
There you go. Carmichael Dave, morning host, KHTK. You know, this is the organization that never hits in the draft. And when they made a big trade with their one guy, because they actually did hit with DeMarcus Cousins, the Hall wasn't that great coming back. So they were gaga over Buddy Hield, who's a bench player, essentially. He's one of their leading scorers. But, I mean, moving forward, he really couldn't even name anyone who's fired up about. And I laughed at him last year with that draft, because that was the Dick Vitale draft. De'Aaron Fox is a nice player.
Yeah.
He has a chance to be a good player.
Fast.
But the other names were recognizable college names, and they had multiple picks, and instead of packaging picks and moving up, they just collected, you know, guys that college basketball fans know. So he mentioned Harry Giles, very risky. When I saw that they drafted Justin Jackson, that's a G League player, just because he was good at North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Frank Mason, again, college star, but like a 5'10 dude who can barely play in the league. They had all these picks last year, and all they got out of it was De'Aaron Fox.
It's amazing how it just continues to happen.
And they can be a good basketball city. You hear the passion.
Yeah.
It's the only thing they have.
I've been up there for games for sure.
They got a new arena. You said the arena's freaking ridiculous, right?
I love it. I love their arena.
That's why, boy, that's two guys now we've had on with just raving about Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
He better be freaking awesome.
Well, he'll be awesome for somebody besides Sacramento.
Did you like what he was saying about Bagley? Do you agree with that?
That he's limited?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a very solid NBA player, if not potentially top like 25 guy.
He's gonna be good. I don't know if he's gonna be great.
I'm at this point, a couple of days before the draft, I'm more excited that if I had a chance to get Bagley over Aiden, and you know how much I like Aiden,
I love Aiden.
I don't see a guy if he can't defend. I just don't see back to the basket 7'1", 260 being what he used to be.
He's not a strictly back to the basket player either, though.
He can shoot from 13 feet, but he's not stretching anybody. I don't think he can cover bigs on the perimeter.
Yeah, I think his jumper gets out to 18.
I think Bagley can.
Yeah, but Bagley doesn't have the same physical tools that Ayton does.
Well, he's not an inside player.
Right, but I'm saying he can do so much more. I think Ayton's game is going to expand so much more. And Bagley's going to get better, too. He's a young guy. But I think Ayton is going to be a really dominant player.
And you're not a Doncic guy.
He's fine.
You worry about him?
He's fine.
We don't have a full file on the guy because he's playing European basketball.
Right, but I also think it's like, I think he can be a good player. I think he's going to be fine. I don't think it's like a wasted pick. But at the same time, like yesterday when you have people saying, I would take just him over Ingram. And like when you hear that, you're like, they could get Ingram, a first-round pick, and Kuzma, guys that you already see are going to be pretty good players. And you're like, no, I'd rather just take my chances on Doncic. Like, and he's not the only one. I don't mean to pick on him. But I've heard that. It's like, that's crazy.
Well, doesn't that make you at some point think, hey, someone knows what they're talking about? Maybe this kid is going to be the next
superstar. No, it's more obsession with people we haven't seen. Because when you see him, you get to tear him apart.
It does play into the whole Euro fascination.
Yeah.
Right? I've mentioned it a million times where you could have a kid play here 3 years and he's a solid NBA prospect. But because he wasn't hidden somewhere in Austria?
Well, because you're seeing him all the time. All you're doing is, because you're looking at him like, wow, that guy's good. But, oh, here's this flaw, here's this flaw, here's this flaw.
Here's a grainy video of this guy.
You're like, oh, wow, look how good he is.
Look at the potential.
And you're only watching highlight videos for the most part.
The great unknown. I'm so excited. Bagley. Pick him apart.
I don't know, man. I saw that one game against Miami. Didn't really look like he was giving it that much effort.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and two 51s reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51s Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for
Woo!
Right now. You can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet, home of the
Woo!
Located on 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones, or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Are you experiencing pain and looking to avoid surgery or the use of narcotics? If your answer is yes, then it's time to contact Dr. Thomas Kuchera over at Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Kuchera is double board certified in both anesthesiology and pain medicine and is committed to providing diagnosis and treatment plans for each of his patients' specific needs. He is wholly invested in the pursuit of non-narcotic based methods to alleviate pain, including physical therapy, nerve blocks, and steroid injections. Say goodbye to pain and visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens. tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Leave happy. Don't make me look at this stuff.
Love it.
I was bagging on the trade machine for the NBA, which is ridiculous. The feature they're doing now on one of the ESPNs is even more insane. They just put a team up in the NFL and they just start putting win-loss. And then you know if they add up all the TV spots, the entire NFL is like 75 games above 500.
Oh, yeah.
They don't keep track of any of it.
Every team.
It's the Chargers right now. Every team in the AFC West will be 9-7 or better.
Yeah, like right now they said, oh, Chargers play at home against the 49ers. That's a win for the Chargers. Yeah. If they're doing the 49ers, they'd be like... at the Chargers? Yeah, well, that's a win for the 49ers.
Right now, if I could... Well, see, I just said don't make me mad, and I don't want to talk about this, but right now, who is that? Damian Woody? He's got the Chargers starting off 5-1. I'll take the under. Let's go.
Yeah, so will I.
Whatever you want to bet. They're not starting out 5-1.
Oh, 5-3. Oh, 7-3.
Stop. From baseball...
Put your hand in there, Dave.
Bryce Harper...
8-3.
Stop. Bryce Harper, one hit, up to 214.
Good.
Is this beard? It's not even a trimming.
No, it's gone.
Just gone. Smooth face now for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Is it going to work? It ain't working today. 1-3. Disaster.
I thought he had a RBI double.
Okay, that's not a total disaster. It's a good point.
Yeah, it's fine.
He's at 214. Well,
Chargers 11-5. That's impressive.
What will the Giants do at the closer position? Did you look up Closer Monkey?
I did.
Okay. Hunter Strickland. He of the being dumb.
Yeah.
He's kind of a knucklehead.
Yeah, that's fair.
He punched a wall last night, broke his hand.
6 to 8 weeks.
Who's the guy?
Closer Monkey says Watson.
Okay.
You disagree.
I think it'll be Sam Dyson. That's who it was last year.
Well, I went during a break and checked some of my leagues. Watson's taken in a lot of leagues. Dyson's available in some. I picked up Dyson in a few.
You're smart. Pay me back next week.
Smart.
When you've got 5 saves from Sam Dyson.
No problem.
Back in
there. Put your hand in there, Dave.
Disaster for Brazil. Is Neymar okay or not?
Well, we don't know yet. And they get very secretive, just like they do in the hockey playoffs around some of the injuries. Colombia never really mentioned about... James Rodriguez, they said he was not fit going into today. They used him as a sub, so you weren't really sure where it's going to be. All the teams do this, and right now it's Brazil. Neymar left training, but they also said that it was routine and that all the starters were going to leave training early today after a game. So they're saying right now, really just precautionary, but we'll find out. Without him, that would be a big loss, a huge loss for Brazil.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Did you see this announcer transaction?
Announcer transaction?
That's what I'll call it. Do you remember there was a guy who calls the Oklahoma City Thunder games who said that Russell Westbrook was out of his cotton picking mind?
Yes.
It's an old phrase.
Of course.
But we get it. You're racist. You're fired. He got fired.
Wow. I mean, it is a dumb expression.
That's fine.
But it's not... It's just a very common one.
Slap on the wrist. Exactly. Don't do it again. There could be a connotation there.
There's no need, no reason to fire somebody in that situation. It's just stupid.
Fired.
Ridiculous.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Should the Knicks bump up Wendell Carter on their draft board or drop him? Do you ever watch the Portnoy pizza reviews on Barstool?
I've seen a couple.
So he's at Grand Central Station. There's a pizza joint in the train station.
Yeah.
He's with Wendell Carter Jr. They have a slice of pizza at Grand Central Station. What's the likelihood that's decent pizza? He gives it a 7.3 out of 10.
What is in New York?
That's what I was thinking. That's why the Knicks might... I mean, is that right? I went through there for a couple of years. I never thought of getting pizza. Is it better now? Even the pizza at the train station? I mean, that's arrogant.
Was it a true New York pizza like Sparrow?
What are you trying to do here to close out the show? That's a hell of a way to go into a Tuesday night. We'll see you.